Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's catch up with a man who I'm sure is already ironing his yellow tie, ready for one of the longest stints in television tomorrow. Transfer deadline day lies ahead, and Alan Irwin will be gracing your TV screens every 10 minutes as he tells you what is going on at Everton. Morning, Al.
Hopefully not every 10 minutes, Steve. That would be far too much. But the tie is ironed and pressed and the suit is ready.
They send you out a tie. They send every reporter a tie, do they, for this one moment in the year?
No, they did a couple of years ago, but it's just our normal Sky attire tomorrow. We've not been told to wear any particular tie, but we have a choice of about five, so there you go.
Right, so you're going to be based at Everton, aren't you? What are we expecting on the final day? There's a couple of outgoings, by the look of it, in Darren Gibson and Brian Oviedo, but they could be done today as they head up to Sunderland.
Yeah, it could well be. Certainly, there's a lot of talk about that already this morning. I mean, two players who've hardly figured at all for Everton over the course of this season, certainly in Premier League football. And I don't think that's any real surprise given the numbers that Everton possess in terms of central midfield. They've got Idrissa Gueye coming back after Senegal were knocked out of the African Cup of Nations. So in that sense, they're fairly strong there with the emergence of Tom Davis as well. So I think outgoings, I think you may well see James McCarthy as well. I know there's certainly been talk for a while that Ronald Koeman doesn't seem to fancy him as such, so he could well be on his way, and Newcastle have already made inquiries to that degree as well. But I think Everton will probably, as they tend to do, Steve, do an awful lot of business on the last day. Why it tends to go right to the wire, I'm not quite sure, but they'll obviously hold out for as much money as they can possibly get for players that they do want to dispense with. But you know, contrary to that, you'd say that, you know, any players that are trying to attract, money is the object for the selling club as well, and prices may well increase. And there's still certain areas that Everton fans are looking for Ronald Koeman to strengthen. Despite this recent upturn in form, Steve, you know, the squad in depth does need a few more players of quality, really, to help them through what remains of the season.
So are you confident that Ronald Koeman and Steve Walsh have got something up their sleeves?
Yeah, I am, actually. I think Steve Walsh and Ronald Koeman will have been working hard over the course of the past couple of months, never mind the past couple of weeks. And I think one of the areas that everybody's probably been looking at is undoubtedly to support Romelu Lukaku, or to actually back up Romelu Lukaku, because if Everton's leading scorer does get injured, they've got no backup whatsoever. You know, at the moment, you've still got Aruna Kone who's being called on, which is no real long-term strategy at all, is it, in terms of aspirations of finishing in the top sort of six or seven of the Premier League. So they do need quality. I know the young lad from Wolfsburg has been brought in, but he's gone straight into the under-23s, hasn't he, Doncor? So he's not really going to play a part. Ademola Lookman has come from Charlton, but again, you know, he really is a kid still learning the trade in the Premier League. Is he going to be the answer? I don't think so. He's more of a wide man. So I think we might see one pulled out of the fire by Steve Walsh and Ronald Koeman over the course of the next 24 hours.
And Alan will bring it you first. They'll be doing a news flash and crossing. Where are you based? Finch Farm? Is that your destination?
Yeah, I'm at Finch Farm tomorrow. Some of the clubs would prefer you at their ground, but the vast majority have accepted us going to the training ground. The problem with tomorrow, Steve, of course, and we haven't had this for some time, is that there are a number of matches. And again on Wednesday, which doesn't cause an issue, but deadline day tomorrow, and of course there are seven Premier League fixtures tomorrow, Liverpool against Chelsea being one of them. So we might just change it a little bit. Sky Sports News will have a soccer special from 7 till 10, where the focus will be very much on what happens on the pitch, and obviously we'll only interrupt that with real breaking, massive transfer news. Although we do have some backup, and we've had some apps downloaded onto our phones that we can broadcast from in case of absolute emergency. So you know what I'm like with technology, Steve. That's given me a test over the last 48 hours. But it does work, and I can record a 30-second video in case of emergencies.
Surely they're not dumbing down transfer deadline day. Unbelievable.
We'll be back on air after the soccer special at 10. But say. You know, and I'm sure at halftime in the matches as well that, you know, they'll probably do a quick whiz around the grounds as well.
Quick thought on what it says about Ronald Koeman, that he's actually getting rid of what could be deemed a lot of dead wood. Gerard De La Feuille, James McCarthy goes, Brian Oviedo, Gibbs. It seems like he's shifting out a lot of players that he feels aren't part of the party.
Well, I think he's had that on his mind since he arrived at Everton. He had a good look at them early on pre-season. And I think he made his mind up very quickly. Umar Niasse was one of those that he made a very swift judgment on, and he's now out on loan at Hull. So in that sense, he's got it fixed in his mind, and he's very much straight to the point, isn't he, Ronald Koeman? He's not going to mess about. He knows what he wants, and I think he's seen the quality or maybe lack of it in some areas in his squad and has made that judgment. And let's remember, he didn't get the players in that he wanted in the August transfer window. He only managed to secure Stecklenburg, Williams and Bolasie, and he's lost Bolasie for the whole season. So in that sense, you know, the squad hasn't really been strengthened massively. We've had the additional purchase in the last couple of weeks, of course, of Lukman and Schneiderlin. But he really does need more. And I suppose the only consolation he's got in midfield area as well is that maybe some have forgotten that Mo Besic is on his way back. And I think he's a player that could actually benefit Everton longer term. That's why I think he'll let McCarthy go, because I think Mo Besic is a better longer term prospect for Everton.
And another player on his way back, in fact, he could be back, is Garner Gay. Could he be in contention at the Britannia Stadium on Wednesday night? Or are we looking at the Bournemouth game for the weekend?
I think it's more likely to be Bournemouth at the weekend. If he is in contention for Wednesday at the Britannia, I think he'd be on the bench. A bit like Sadio Mane for Liverpool. I know they're laying on a private plane to get him back sooner rather than later, but maybe Liverpool's needs are a bit greater than Everton's at the moment.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.